A former frontman for one of heavy metal's most notorious and high-selling bands from the 1980s and 90s is performing a show in Langdon later this month, and it won't be his first time playing in the hamlet. Former Motley Crue vocalist John Corabi will perform at the Langdon Firehouse Bar and Grill on November 20, according to co-owner Greg Thompson, who added the concert will mark Corabi's second time in Langdon, after he previously played at the Firehouse in June 2019. "We're extremely excited," Thompson said of the upcoming show, which was already approaching sold-out status as of November 3. "We were able to do it once before, which we didn't think could happen, but through perseverance and not giving up, we made it happen. We never thought we'd have the opportunity to do this again, but here we are." Though he boasts a decorated music career and has collaborated with some of the biggest names in the rock and heavy metal industry, Corabi is most known for his four-year stint as the lead vocalist with Motley Crue following the departure of founding member Vince Neil in the 1990s. Corabi helped the high-energy metal band record their self-titled album in 1994. "As far as I'm concerned, that was one of the best albums Motley Crue put out," Thompson said. He did some writing on the next album, but didn't really get recognition for it. Other than his time with the crew, Corabi was a founding member of The Scream, a guitarist with Rat, and the lead singer for the Dead Daisies. Since leaving Motley Crue, his career has seen him partner on musical projects with some of rock's biggest names, including former Kiss member Bruce Kulick and former The Cult guitarist Billy Duffy. The heavy metal journeyman's first performance in Langdon was the result of a chance decision by the Firehouse staff to reach out to the singer's agency, according to Thompson, who said he grew up listening to Corabi's and the crew's music in the 1980s and 90s and was a fan of both. "I always wanted to go see John Corabi but just never had the opportunity, with scheduling, this and that, and working like crazy," Thompson said. My partner here, Alicia Gosling, co-owner of the Firehouse, said, "Well, if you're not going to see him, why not bring him here? We had a good laugh about it, never thinking it would be possible to make it happen. But by finding the right people, making the right contacts, getting in touch with his agency and doing our due diligence, in June 2019, we were able to get him here." Thompson said after Corabi's first time playing in Langdon, the musician kept in touch with the Firehouse staff, who said they were always eager to bring him back for an encore performance. However, given the arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic, Corabi's return to Langdon has been delayed until now. "He was so impressed with our establishment, the area, and how he was treated," Thompson said. "He wanted to come back, but the next time, he wanted to drive up in his motorhome with his wife from Nashville so they could see the mountains and whatnot." According to Thompson, opening for Corabi on November 20 will be the Timothy J Band and Gil Tugas, two local acts who have performed at the Firehouse before. They're local artists who play here quite often and both recently released albums for themselves, he said. It will give them an opportunity to showcase their talents and what they've done recently. Thompson said those who attend the upcoming performance will certainly be entertained, not only by the musical mastery on display, but also Corabi's stories about his career and his interaction with the audience. "We only have a capacity of 120 people in our bar, so to sit down and listen to a night of music with a guy like this, who has been in the music industry for so many years now, it's a storytelling adventure," he said.